And your podcast is so stupid. I hate it.
At night.
I hate it.
Sunil Patel.
I hate you.
Huge Davies.
And I hate you.
You are now entering Slam Country.
I'm also recording. Yeah, we're immediately starting. Everybody's sort of talking to the mic, and I'll do my.
Simply must burp.
You go ahead, brother. So go on.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Lovely. And I'm sort of there, and you're sort of over there.
Out of that ear, is it?
Yeah,
I've got a bit
good.
Of information for you boys.
Yeah.
About how people see us.
Right.
Friend of the podcast, Evelyn Mark.
Shout out Evelyn Mark.
Although she's not a friend of the podcast, she doesn't like it. She doesn't know what we do, she doesn't like it at all.
Why not?
She doesn't want to listen to it.
Why not?
I think she thinks it might be a bit too bawdy for her.
Bawdy,
you know. Maybe she thinks that.
No.
But she said, I was telling her how popular this podcast is.
Yeah, quite.
She couldn't quite fucking believe it.
Really?
And then she like figured it out and she was like, do you know what it is?
What is it?
She was like, the thing about you boys is that you're all completely unthreatening. That's why people like it.
Unthreatening?
She said, you and me, Ed,
yeah,
are unthreatening.
Really?
Hugh is slightly threatening, but like a younger brother, slight sort of threatening.
Right.
You're a much younger brother, so completely unthreatening.
Right.
And I'm just unthreatening.
I don't think that I'll threaten anybody that doesn't want to listen to my podcast. I don't care who. This is the most if you're a rival comedian, this is the most dangerous room on the planet, because we've already talked about how we're the lions of the Serengeti.
Yeah,
we're like the top of the tree. Like, yeah. It might look like we loaf around all day, but we can just kill you with a swipe. Do you know
like
what
a
mean?
Koala.
Like a lion or a gorilla.
We've all got the clap.
Like a koala. Oh, right.
Yeah, we've all got that.
I could blink my eyes and get rid of the clap like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a Bene Gesserit.
Yeah, why?
You can control all your bodily
my
functions.
My plans are measured in that.
You blink so slowly. Something must happen when it happens.
I don't blink slowly, man. I blink fast.
You blink slowly like a comedian, one eye at a time, sort of alpha on the Serengeti. Yeah, you don't even need your eyes open because you're so unthreatened by everything.
I don't even look at people sometimes because I'm like, they don't mean anything to me.
Yeah. You don't look people in the eye and you're obsessed with machinery.
Trains and ethics models.
And you don't look people in the eye and just like the
like
lions of the Serengeti.
Lion, just on that ethics.
I don't think I've looked. We've recorded 50 episodes and I don't think I've looked either of you in the eye once.
I've seen more life in a hippo.
That's awesome. Hippos are deadly, man.
Hippos are deadly as well.
They're very threatening. They can run extremely fast and they can crush a watermelon with their jaws.
Yeah. All chilled out animals
can't look at people in the eye and know loads of facts about hippos, just like the lions of the Serengeti.
People say hippos are dangerous, but I've never seen a hippo do anything.
I've seen a pygmy hippo just splashing around in the water having a nice
time. Is it a pig or a hippo? Decide.
It's called Thug.
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 Thug the pygmy hippo.
That's brilliant.
Shout out London Zoo.
Shout out London Zoo, man.
I'm going to call my my daughter Diglett, I think.
Your daughter
Diglett.
Did you say
that the other day?
Yeah, I've thought about it a bit more. I just want to call my daughter
call her,
Diglett.
You should call her a Alolan Diglett because a Alolan Diglett has the long hair.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, obviously you don't want to be prescriptive about your child's gender.
Yeah, yeah,
but
it's fine. It's fun to have long hair and be a boy.
That's fine.
There's Alolan gorillas, aren't there? Is that what you're saying?
What?
We're
talking about Pokemon, not Lowland.
Oh, right.
Alolan.
Lowland gorilla, that's what I call my kid.
That's nice. Lowland gorilla.
Lowland gorilla.
Have you guys seen June 2?
I'm going to call my kid the Flying Scotsman. I've not seen June 2, but I've seen June 1 and I'm reading the June book.
In the book, do they say how they get off the worms?
They get off with them?
No, how do they get off them?
Oh.
Sort of slide down, I think.
No.
Have you seen June 2?
Yeah, I've seen Dune 2.
No spoilers, man. I'm not up to
that
in the book either.
You already spoiled it by saying they use
but they've got
like trains.
On the second one, it's not a spoiler, but there are lots of lads on that one.
Because it's in the trailer. I've seen it in the trailer. So
how they get in like a tent. There's a tent on there. It's Glastonbury.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they don't ever... Yeah.
I think you'll find that the tents at Glastonbury are on top of loads of worms. If you think about it.
I've thought about it.
Yeah. It's more impressive. In Dune, it's only on top of one worm. In Glastonbury, it's probably on about a million worms.
You just got attacked by a lion, man. How do you feel?
Yeah, exactly.
I've laid down.
Do you guys think the Ban Me spot got jealous seeing us walk past with full tummies and happy smiles and sauce all around our lips, knowing that we've got our sustenance from elsewhere today?
I think they're employed by the market.
You
go in there, you have an unpleasant experience, and you sort of look on your phone where else you could eat, and it's that big market down the road.
It doesn't work because the dinner is yummy there, is the problem. But also the dinner is extremely yummy at the market. This is something we've been over before. Pax Canteen, not to dox ourselves completely.
We've completely doxed ourselves.
the best chicken fillet burger in London. It's unbelievable.
available at many different markets.
Yeah, they do drive around. It's a van. Mm. Do you know what I've noticed as well? Tell me what you guys think of this premise for a bit, boys.
No, go for it.
You can sort of riff on it and offer my premise.
You write it down. It's
Neil, stop blinking. He's waiting.
About 10 minutes of the podcast.
I'm scared of riffing, man.
So I think that street food markets, that one's a good example, really exemplify the, like, British liberal melting pot ideal, because not one person working at a stall at that market was the correct race for the food at the stall.
Do you know
what I mean?
100%.
You know, I noticed the Vietnamese food was being cooked by a Somalian guy. Yeah. There was a place called Yaman Base, which was two white guys.
I
thought that's what gave me the idea.
The jerk place is being run by Mr. Blobby. It's so crazy.
I saw Yaman Base on the sign and I thought, I don't know what food it does, but I bet it's not being cooked by white guys. And then I looked up, I was like, I can't believe it. Yaman Base.
Our boy was Filipino, though, wasn't he, our boy?
I don't know, he had a mask on. Now I'm thinking about it, the mask was probably there because he had, he's probably an alien.
Got a cough or something.
Yeah, it's like the Men in Black ones where you take the mask off and it's just like a penis or something.
Do you reckon that's based on truth?
The Men in Black.
I think it's true.
That thing about microwaves, I always think about.
Which bit?
The idea that microwave technology comes from aliens.
Right, I don't think it does. It comes from planet Earth.
Is that from the Men in Black?
Yeah.
That's from Men in Black, isn't it? Just a book that you've read.
No, but I read it on 4chan as well, though.
Like, yeah, okay, interesting, yeah.
When was the last time you were on 4chan?
I read a screenshot of... is there an 8chan?
Yeah.
What's that then?
I don't know. I've never really... There's a 2chan.
I went to...
Did you?
I went to karaoke bingo.
I saw the video.
On Friday, yeah.
You looked good.
It was bleak. 10 people.
Karaoke bingo was bleak.
On what? On bank holiday?
Yeah, on Friday.
Why,
you thought we'd be popping in there.
Yeah, you thought we'd be able to go.
I wanted to go bingo, so we booked bingo.
Yeah, yeah.
Turned up, 8 lads there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to pick the song.
What?
They just pick it's a bingo, so it's like a sort of random allocated thing.
Yeah.
Diana Vickers was there.
What? You have to sing whatever song you get.
So there's a list of things and you circle what you might want to sing and they just pick it randomly. But they come up and it's just, it was terrible. But Diana Vickers was there, but no one recognised her and she
with
was
eight
gutted.
Lads. But well, she was just there with the 8 lads.
She was there with her mum.
But
she goes to karaoke a lot, Diana Vickers.
Who's Diana Vickers?
She came second on the X Factor or something.
Oh, right. And so there's no bingo involved? You're not playing bingo?
There is bingo. So they put the ball comes through and on that is like... You know, the Kaiser Chiefs or whatever. Who wants to sing the Kaiser Chiefs?
Do you win bingo by play, or is it just like they've got a tombola machine that picks the songs?
You win a slushy machine.
Okay.
A what?
A slushy machine.
You win the whole machine?
Yeah, you win the whole machine, yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Who won it?
This old lady named Peg. She wasn't interested.
Yeah. Right.
She walked off the stage as she was receiving it. She hadn't done karaoke once. I didn't know she was there, which is crazy for a room
with
10 people.
How do you win?
You
play bingo time.
It's like bingo. It didn't make any sense. I don't think they thought it made any sense either. They seemed less invested in it than we did.
They must have lost more money from that than they got in ticket sales. Right?
Yeah, it was a giant room and there was 8. There were 8 seats occupied. It was absolutely the atmosphere in there was crazy. I was on a date and she kept saying, she was like, the guy hosting it was he's doing his absolute best.
Yeah,
but I think he got so worried that there were so little people, he just kept saying cunt and fuck. But it's just karaoke. I kept like not wanting to go up to sing. Yeah. And we got back an hour and a half in before they made us go up. But she kept saying to me, "This is your job."
What? Singing?
It's not really,
it's not
is it?
Karaoke,
it's rude. I thought it was rude for her to say. She kept saying it. She goes, "This is your job."
But I saw the video.
Maybe sad
of you,
that she thinks that my job is.
I saw the video of you performing. You're doing well.
Yeah, I saw that. It was
but
good.
Did you see how empty it was?
Yeah. I was wondering what that was.
There were two people in.
I thought it was a joke when you were.
What were you singing again?
I had to sing The Killers.
Nice.
Yeah.
My girlfriend does the same thing to me, but in like a encouraging, ambitious way. So she'll say stuff. Do you want to say stuff like that's your job? She'll go, "You could be a bingo caller." You should see if they're hiring for a bingo caller.
I actually think you'd be quite good as a bingo caller.
Thank you.
I really like. I think you'd
get so turned on by the number 88. You can't read the number. Oh my god! Who are these gorgeous ladies here on this bingo ball?
You keep putting 88 back in the machine.
I'm taking this one home. Putting in every single one. You put it in your pocket. Wow, she's coming home with me. Bingo caller who's in love with the bingo balls.
And they said, and then we was like, as soon as we saw the 8 people, we were like, we've got to go. We can't do this.
How much was it?
I don't know. I paid for food and she paid for it. So I didn't ask how much it was, but it seems it probably quite expensive. It was Hackney Central. I imagine it would have been like 25 quid for the both of us.
Where was it?
Hackney Central.
Whereabouts in it?
It's right next to the cinema in Hackney Central because the toilets is
near the Muff Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I asked where the toilets were. The toilets just goes directly into the cinema. You're just in the cinema. So there was an option for us to go watch Dune 2.
You should have done that.
No, we stayed it out and it was good. It was all right.
I think I'm...
£13 for 2 shots of tequila.
That's dreadful.
You know when you're emceeing in like the most rural gig on the planet and it's just a bit like...
Yeah,
none of them have spoken to anyone that's not their spouse.
Yeah, they're all mates as well. They're all mates. They're neighbours and they all know.
I told you about this gig that I went to in Cornwall the other week. Well, there was a guy I met outside.
The one with 8 people in it.
Yeah.
But you've got to stop going to places that have 8 people in them.
But sometimes these gigs are like well paid, but how can you be making a profit?
Yeah.
I did this gig in Cornwall and it was a lovely gig, but it was normally there. And afterwards, it finished quite early. So I just went to the. It was in a pub. It was at the top of a pub. And I told you about this. There was a guy outside who I met, and he said when he has more than about 3 drinks, he can't feel any pain.
Oh, you so told that, us about this last week.
So I told you about when we went to Sunil's.
Yeah, not on the podcast.
Oh, right, yeah.
But he, so basically what he does is he gets 3 pints deep, and then he gets a bunch of friends to just kick the shit out of him for a laugh.
Awesome.
He told me that the other week he was like, I went to a house party, and then 4 lads just kicked him on the floor, and he couldn't stop laughing. He woke up in hospital 2 weeks later.
Two days later.
Yeah, but we woke up in the hospital 2 days later.
Head damage. Did they kick him in the head?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Just absolutely, and he loved it.
That's stupid.
That's his main thing.
You can kick the body. I think beating up the body is fine if you can't feel it, but head.
But I think in Cornwall, it's like the only people you work for are the people that are also at the pub beating the shit out of you. So it's kind of like good to see you. Like, I mean, if you went to go fix your Volkswagen, which I think what his job was, they go, oh, what happened to you? It's like, oh, no, wait, I remember. I kicked your head in when you were drunk for a laugh.
Yeah,
and you were like, absolutely.
That's where they probably all got the strong sailors from back in the day. That's what you never hear about the second homes crisis in Cornwall, is it? Yeah. All you hear is, you know, it's all holiday properties. Local people can't find a flat. What you never hear is, are these the kind of people that should be owning property? This man's idea of a hobby is getting his head kicked in until he's comatose for 2 days every Friday night.
You know that Bond?
He's not making his mortgage payments. I'm sorry. He never will, that boy. Yeah. God bless him.
Do you remember that Bond villain whose whole thing, I think it was from Tomorrow Never Dies, his whole thing was he couldn't feel pain?
Yeah.
That was his whole thing.
Just shoot him in the head.
Yeah, he got shot in the head and then he couldn't feel any pain. But that is like literally just a normal man in Cornwall. Do you know what I mean? That's the best they can do.
I was talking to Liv last night about who the next James Bond might be.
I know who it is.
And who is it?
It's Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
That was a rumor. It's just debunked.
It was in I saw a picture of it in a news thing.
Debunked.
It's always someone you never think of.
Yeah, isn't it? Liv was like, "Oh, it's going to be Idris Elba," and it's clearly not.
Oh, well, no, never will be. No, of course
no,
not.
Because I mean, that rumor first came out about 10 years ago. He's either turned it down, or Liv had never seen any of Idris Elba's music videos before.
Okay, oh,
and
yeah,
I showed them to her, and she was cringing like this. I was like, "They're never going to let this man. They're never going to let this man be. They're never going to let him be James Bond because he does like awful, awful songs where he says lyrics like bars and bottles and a big fat nyash, but he's like a middle-aged man saying that.
He'll say yes to Bond, but only if you can do the opening theme tune.
Actually, I guess Bond is sort of. I guess Bond is a little bit like. It is bars and bottles and a big fat nyash, I guess. That's what Bond is all about.
He would never say it, though. You know, he'd never
he'd never say it out loud.
Calm confidence.
It's God bless Idris Elba. The man can't write a song to say. If you put him in a saw trap and said, write a catchy song, he's dying. he's dead. He can't do it for the life of him. Do you know what it is? It seems like he's acting being a musician. He's a phenomenal actor, but it seems like he's acting being a musician. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His life is very much Sky TV adverts. DJ, man. And then every now and then he'll be Luther for a sketch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd never, yeah. You'd never. If I was getting Sky TV advert money, you'd never see me out of the house again.
Yeah, I know.
Let alone financing my own awful music videos. How can I ruin my legacy?
I don't think I'd say anything to you if you started doing
your own. Let me hit that vape, Shagger. Let me hit that big vape. Let me hit the views, bro. Is that right, Sunil?
That's right.
What flavor you fucking here?
Very berry.
Wow, that's good.
You've had vape before?
No.
Oh,
that's good, man. That's good shit.
When are they getting rid of disposables, Hugh?
When I say.
When and where is soon?
You said that like Kay Burley asking the shadow minister if he's okay financing selling weapons to Israel.
Well, I felt like
when are we getting disposables, Hugh?
I felt like Guy Gomez. yes, technology is very advanced now. And I'm just here to drive taxis. Honestly, I don't know.
He was an IT consultant.
Was he?
Mm. He predicted the future.
What did he say?
He said, music will probably all be online soon.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
On the spot, he predicted the future. It's crazy.
Wow.
If it asked him about cars.
Huh?
They should have asked him about cars.
Maybe he's the Lisan Al Gaib. Maybe he's the Kwisatz Haderach.
Yeah, but I haven't read the book properly.
Fuck's sake. I'm trying to drop in references to tell everyone
who's
that
read
I'm
book?
Reading Dune.
All boys should have read the book.
But I think so. It's like the dangerous book for boys.
Yeah.
Except the danger is... the danger isn't, playing Conkers too hard. It's leading a group of Arab-coded people in a global jihad. That's the danger. It's not scraping your knee building a treehouse. Yeah. It's
fuck yeah, I only just got it.
Huh?
It's about oil.
What? I mean,
yeah, sand and oil.
Yeah, it's the spices.
What do they use
spices?
Is it? Do they use it for energy?
Yeah, they use it for ships.
Actually,
the worms are a commentary on Uber. Because once you start,
no, it's line
you
bikes.
Just can't stop.
You're wrong.
It's not line bikes.
The worms are a commentary on Pringles. Because once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, yeah.
And
your hands are too small.
They're covered in worm. They're covered in worm dust. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You haven't seen it yet, have you?
No, but I read an interesting thing about where the idea for the worms
spoiler
came
alert,
from.
Chalamet turns into a worm.
What? No, but that's an actual
that's spoiler.
Did you know that?
What?
In the fourth or fifth book, his son turns into a sandworm and rules the universe for 4,000 years.
Is he going to do a cumberbatch on the floor where he's like, when he does the dragon?
They'll never get to that.
Where Benedict
is like
Cumberbatch
that.
Riding about on the floor.
They'll never get to that movie, but it's his son, Leto II. It does. He basically covers himself in tiny fish and turns into a sandworm. I'll show you.
How do you know this? You haven't read.
When Chalamet is the mocap, does he eat a tank? A little toy car?
These are the books his kids wrote, right?
So this is what he looks like. No, this is one that Frank Herbert wrote.
Oh, that's absolutely...
What,
that's great.
Timothy Chalamet is a word?
No, that's his son, Leto II.
Right.
The inspiration for the worms was like dragons from fairy tales because they're guarding the treasure of spice.
Spice.
Call me a fucking guild navigator the way I'm smoking spice in the car. Listen, Frank Herbert thinks he's smart. He thinks he invented this. I've been smoking spice behind the wheel since I was 18 years old.
Spice.
Is it a coincidence that spice rhymes with space? No.
Space Wars.
Dune is a sick book. It's great because it's like, it's very interesting and more ambitious than a lot of sci-fi. The sort of the very dense terminology doesn't feel like wanton and self-indulgent like it does in a lot of sci-fi, but also you can really tell that Frank Herbert is like one of those American guys that basically spent all his time hiking mountains and in the creek and basically only knew three people in like a tiny western town until he was probably like 40.
Yeah, the dialogue does suffer
no
a bit.
Clearly written by a guy like that. It was awesome. Yeah, 90% of it is not dialogue, it's interior thoughts.
They take sand very seriously.
But there's no way you could write that book if you weren't like a lonely man.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Like just reading books and stuff. And
yeah, he's so funny.
Have you seen a picture of him?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
Big, massive fucking beard, obviously.
Yeah, of course it is.
He's got a big like a worm.
He's a sci-fi author.
Yeah.
He's obviously got a ginormous fucking beard.
Have you seen Three Body Problem?
No, I've heard it's good, though.
That's good.
Everyone says read Three Body Problem, watch Three Body Problem.
It's science, man. real science.
Huh?
Go right in your head like that.
Is it real science?
It'll blow your fucking mind. What is possible?
Since Ellen's left, are you doing a lot of tests in the house?
Oh, I'm so fucking bored, man.
Yeah, all of our friends are in Australia or America. It sucks.
Sunil, this is shocking. Before you came, Sunil, I said, what are you watching on telly? He said, I've seen everything.
How shocking is that?
Every time we mention any film franchise that Sunil's like, hasn't seen it.
Read a book. I have started reading a book about the Reformation.
Which book?
It's called Disillusion by CJ. Disillusion.
Bro's thick. Bro cannot read.
Disillusion by CJ Sharma.
That vape has fucking destroyed your prefrontal cortex.
Who's it by, man?
Body problem. My only problem is fucking...
It's good though. It's about your mate Cromwell, isn't it?
Nah, fuck Cromwell, bro.
No.
You don't like Cromwell?
Fuck Cromwell, man. I hate Cromwell. Give me that back.
He was just a CJ Sansom.
He sucks, man. Cromwell sucks.
14,000
reviews. He just burnt a few people. That's all right.
That's
back then, everyone was doing it.
Ireland.
Did he burn people?
Yeah, he burned a few people.
Yeah, but they were probably bad lads.
I've seen that.
A classic historical.
Are you calling the Irish bad lads?
Who's a bad lad? Cromwell.
Yeah.
Is Cromwell Irish?
You said he burnt bad lads. Are you saying the Irish are bad lads?
Yeah, in his eyes. He's not doing it for a laugh.
He's like one of history's biggest villains in Ireland. Did you know this?
Is he?
You need to read some real fucking history, you loser.
I recommend me a history book.
They blamed him on the Titanic.
It's called Dune.
Dune, the history book.
Dune, the history book. Because it's about the history.
That's the book I'm reading now. I've got Infinite Jest now.
Infinite Jest? More like Infinite Book.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he said that?
Because it's so long.
To someone, and what do they do? They dumped you.
I was on a second date once. We were in a bookshop because it was going so badly. We were looking around separately. And I walked over across the whole floor with a copy of Infinite Jest. And one went, Infinite Jest? More like Infinite Book. And she went, ugh.
Yeah, fair.
That was my final gambit.
What book was she looking at?
No, I have no idea. Next two books for me, I think, are going to be Dune Messiah. Oh no, three books: Dune Messiah, and then Demon Copperhead, and then In the Name of the Rose. Well, Name of the
What's
Rose.
Demon Copperhead?
It's my friend recommended it to me. She said it's like a retelling of David Copperfield, but like in the Appalachian Mountains in America.
Right.
Awesome.
But I thought all the Dune books after the first one pretty much like not worth reading.
The second one's meant to be really good.
Okay,
but I also think the second one is concludes the story of Paul Atreides. So after that, I think you can stop if you want. I have no intention of reading all of them because after that, it's about his kids and his kids' kids, and I can't be fucked.
I thought it was Atreides.
Atreides.
So you can say, "I'll have Atreides beers."
No,
no, you can't say.
You can say, "I'll have Atreides beers."
I'll have Atreides beers.
Atreides beers.
But how many beers is that?
I don't know however many.
Where would you use
tray?
That? In which that would be funny.
What, like a tray of beers.
Like, are you going to say that before watching?
I'll be holding a beer, like in the meme about it, and I'll be like...
A tray of these beers.
Call me Paul, because I'm going to have a tree.
A tray of these beers, yeah. That's good.
It's good stuff. It is good stuff.
That sucks, man.
You said Infinite Book.
No, but that was a joke.
Yeah, but that wasn't real.
It's really unprofessional for you to have three beers on the podcast. You shouldn't be doing that.
I don't even like beer anymore.
Why not?
I prefer Guinness. Now
it is a beer. That's a beer.
It's a stout.
It's a beer, which is a type of beer.
All right, a pint of drink. It's a pint of
pint of drink.
I like a pint of drink.
Who's that wigging out outside the office? Someone's crouching outside our office on the phone.
Is it one of you lads on the slime?
Is it me? Let's see if they finally broke it.
We've been doxed.
He's got tattoos on their hands. Whoever it is. Oh, it's that. It's
We've
the woman.
Been doxed. We've just doxed ourselves. It's the woman. This episode.
It's the woman that owns Pickwick.
Oh, okay.
Pickwick.
Where is he?
We'll go and have a look in a bit.
We'll go have a look at him in a bit.
Yeah.
Paul Atreides, Muad'Dib, Chani.
All right, you're going to read Umberto Eco.
Fucking Chani. I can't think of another one of yours. Atreides beers is good.
he gives in.
Do you know what I love? Do you know what I actually love? This is in the Dune one as well, so you'll get it.
Yeah.
Do you know what, like, character I love? Like, shrewd... fat businessman decides which of his thick kids will take over.
Yeah.
The Godfather, Baron Harkonnen.
Oh, yeah.
Succession.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. Do you like his big oil bath?
Yeah, I love his suspensers.
Yeah. What's he doing in there?
Yeah.
What's he doing in the bath all day?
My erectus.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have to stay wet or something?
gotta stay wet.
Whenever he's on screen, I know I'm staying wet. He's so fuckable.
Dave Bautista is not doing a good job in the first one.
Well, what he has no lines. He has barely no lines.
Yeah.
And also he's got a part, his part is of like the unfavoured heir, isn't it?
So I can't watch that.
He's
too
basically
much PTSD.
Got to be a poor cunt.
As the unfavoured heir.
How do you, if you're one of them lot, how on earth do you break it to your family that you want to go to show business? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like the black and white planet. They're all black and white. They go to it.
Giddy Prime. In the second, it's called Giddy Prime.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
Well, you get to see it in the trailer. Their planet is like a black and white planet.
Black and white planet.
All they do, all they do there is they go to a big stadium, watch like a 3-on-1 fight.
Yeah.
With
Fedor Alpha, with Austin Butler.
Austin Butler.
Yeah.
In that society, how can you be like, I'd like to open a coffee shop?
That is show business. What Fedor Alpha's doing.
Just anything. All they do is just shout in an arena and they do a dance in there. Well, how can you? Like, you can't be a society and just have.
Well, it's like Russia, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess
sort of quite a.
But even Russia has a bit of colour
brutal,
in it.
Brutal, huh?
Well, Russia's nothing like Giddy Prime.
No, in the sense of like an arena with a 3-on-1 fight.
Do they have that? They have gladiators they have
all
in Russia.
They have all sorts of mad fighting there. They're very like.
You're thinking about MMA.
Do they do 3-on-1 MMA?
You've not seen.
No. They do 3-on-1.
You've not seen slap offs.
You've seen. I have seen slap offs, but it's nothing like the gladiators on Giddy Prime.
What are the gladiators dressed as? Are they like in armor and that? Are they just fighting?
There's just one of them's topless from the trailer.
Yeah, they're a bit. They're
I haven't
bit,
got that. I haven't got to that bit in the book yet. I don't know if it's even in the book.
But they don't really do a lot there, apart from wear a lot of black and white clothes.
My Arrakis.
Yeah,
that's what he says.
Do you know that Austin Butler for the thing, they had to train him to not speak like Elvis
coaching,
anymore.
Didn't he?
No, is he thick as pig shit?
Did you hear? He's one of these method actors. Did you hear the story? He trained an accent coach to make, because he's like, oh, I'm, what's his name? Is it Bill Skarsgård, the dad that plays? That plays Harkonnen, Baron Harkonnen.
No, it's the old one.
Not Bill, right, not Stellan. No,
Stellan Skarsgård.
Is it Stellan?
It's Stellan Skarsgård.
Stellan Skarsgård.
He just copies his voice.
Yeah, so he
but that's
hired.
Not, that's not how uncles and nephews work.
But he hired a dialect coach to. He's told the story. He hired a dialect coach to help him get Stellan Skarsgård's voice, and he turned up on set and just started doing it, and everyone was just really freaked out because it was so good. And Stellan Skarsgård came up to him and was like, "How did you do that, man? That's crazy."
But also, I don't think it's that's not. No one just sounds exactly like their uncle.
I do.
What?
Yeah.
You don't sound anything like your uncle.
I do, yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you've met my uncle.
He's Irish.
No, he's he's Jamaican.
Treaties. He's always asked for treaties.
You seen... I sound exactly like him when I'm not on the podcast.
Did you watch the Elvis movie?
No.
Did you?
No, I got pissed off that I wasn't cast as Elvis.
Well, you would have liked to be portrayed as someone who fucks a 14-year-old.
No, but I can do the. Listen to this. Oh. See what I mean?
I watched a film about someone fucking a 13-year-old last night.
Oh, yeah,
what's wrong with you two?
May, December.
Is that what the last film you watched before you completed all films?
Yeah.
What is that? May, December, is it good?
It is good, actually. It's really good, yeah. Bit of a weird film to make, but yeah. It's about an actress who goes into the house of a couple who met when the...
It's based on a true story, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You can see news reports of the couple.
It is so weird.
That's why they made it. It's based on a true story.
What's this called?
May-December.
Yeah. May-December.
So yeah, she's it's really in weird. Her late 50s, I think. He's in his late 30s. But they met when she was a teacher, I think. No, she was working in a pet shop and he was 13. And she
Blockbuster Video. It was a video store.
Oh, was it? Okay.
I think so.
And yeah, in the film, it's a pet shop, so there's like loads of rats and stuff around. Well, they're fucking
of course,
in the back.
Yeah. Of course.
Really odd film.
Yeah.
Quite unsettling.
Meant to be really good, though.
Yeah, it's like you're never sure whether like she's a real predator or she's just naive or like what. But yeah, she's definitely a predator.
I like it in Dune where he goes, well, they've got that guy Mongolian throat singing for the Sardaukar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just he's in the pit going like, I thought that was sick.
I thought that was good.
Yeah. I fell asleep during June too, and then I got woken up by the throat singing, and I thought,
did you?
I thought I'd, awesome. I'd gone to a different realm. Do you know what I mean?
How long were you out for?
I was out for about half an hour.
Fucking hell.
Long enough to not know what's going on by the end.
So have you watched it twice then?
No. No.
I fell asleep during June too. It's so funny.
But well, it's perfect. It's like if I was to put like a track on to help me fall asleep, it'd be something out of June. Just loads of sort of sound. And people sort of like,
Dennis Villeneuve noises.
Worm popping up. Yeah. Worm popping up with a... Can I have a tab? You know, coming up for a tab.
Those worms are awesome, man. I'd love to be a worm.
What do they love? My friend, I made a good argument. They love to eat noise.
What?
They don't love to eat noise.
Are they eating the spice?
Well, they can't love to eat tanks, can they?
They don't eat tanks on
they
purpose.
What are they eating?
So they're
what,
trying to defend.
But they have tanks.
They're
though.
Trying to. They eat like the like. They eat like they're like whales. They eat like plankton and shit under the sand. That's what they eat. But they also eat.
But they love the noise, though. They love the noise.
They're attracted to the tapping and the wobbling. They like the. They're defending the spice.
But they're eating the spice, sure.
They're also eating the spice.
They can't be.
No, they secrete the spice. That's why the spice is there, because of the worms.
So there's no plankton in sand.
There is on that. There's no worms in sand, but there is on Arrakis.
There's no plankton.
Chalamet.
There's no plankton.
Chalamet's got nowhere near.
There's no mention of plankton.
There's no 2 mile long worms in the sand.
There's no mention of plankton.
But there are on Arrakis.
Oh, I'm looking it up.
Not on the movie.
I'm looking it up.
Look it up. Sand. They're called sand trout.
They got
sand trout.
Yeah.
They got baby worm in.
Have you seen they've got a new baby King Kong in the new King Kong movie?
No.
He's awesome.
No?
He's like baby, they've got a baby King Kong. I can't wait to see Godzilla vs. King Kong 2. Do you guys want to come see it with me?
Yeah, all right.
It's out. Godzilla vs.
Yeah,
Kong 2.
Yeah, IMAX, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, let's go see it.
Yeah, they feast on creatures known as sand plankton.
There you go.
As I said.
Thank you. What? What?
I'll edit that.
You'll edit it, will you? Chance will be a fun though.
Sand plankton.
We should probably make that picture again, but with the Timothée Chalamet in it, as well as Stephen Bartlett, Diary of a CEO. I'd love to. Do you know who I'd love to see on Diary of a CEO? Paul Atreides.
Atreides, yeah, as a worm, or
he's not a worm. Okay, his son is a worm.
Maybe it's some cons. It's like Jack Whitehall and his dad. Paul Atreides goes around Europe on a worm.
With his giant 3,500-year-old worm son.
Yeah, sure. Cool, brilliant.
The worm. So this is where Ramesh goes with his mom in that show. It's a 4,000-year-old worm and his dad, Paul Muad'Dib Atreides, going around Arrakis and seeing all the sights. I'd love that. This is my son. He's a 5,000-year-old worm.
Can you imagine him? All the things I get up to. He accidentally eats the Eiffel Tower. That'd be a bit of nonsense, isn't it?
No, he still has his arms as a worm, so he could do that thing to the Leaning Tower of Pizza. Yeah. But or his dad could do that to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everywhere they go.
Wouldn't it be brilliant to be a worm? Do you not think that?
I do think that. I think they've got the upper hand, I'd say that, from seeing the movie.
But they're very
graceful. I prefer to be a worm.
They're very graceful and respectable creatures.
In the suits where they don't lose any moisture.
Still suits.
They're pissing in that, are they?
And shitting.
And pissing and shitting, and then they're drinking...
The water.
The water from that.
Yeah, from their catch pockets.
I think I'd rather be dead.
Right, but it's water they're drinking. They're not drinking piss and shit.
Yeah, but it's from your... I mean, it's got to have a little...
What do you think?
Flavour to it.
Where do you think all of our drinking water comes from? Well, it's all recycled, brother.
Not mine.
All the rain that comes down.
I only drink bottled Evian.
Used to be piss.
I only drink bottled Evian.
Millions of years ago, you're drinking the piss of creatures, man. The piss and shit of different creatures.
I think I'll stop drinking then.
What? I think I'd love to wear a still suit, man. I'd love to try one out.
Really?
Yeah, I think it would be brilliant. I'd love to just try.
The still suit's the one with the
most... where they keep them wet.
Yeah, keep them nice and wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Yeah, it's a shame that they can't just look at the Baron Harkonnen, because that would... That would make me so fucking wet, mate. I'd be drinking litres of water from my stool, so I'd be so fucking wet and hard to see that guy. He's so hot, man. I love him in his big oil bath, his big sludgy bath.
I need to watch this again. This is ridiculous.
What do you mean?
I haven't seen it for ages.
It's a good movie.
It is a really good movie.
It's pretty good. They do a lot to condense.
Do you think that could be the way that you could heal? But we've never tried putting in someone in a big bath of oil. Like, I've never been in a big bath of oil. But maybe that
to
could
heal
be
your insomnia.
Yeah.
Well, let's for New Slime Country, let's make a list. We can do...
Could we make get rid of the table and get a bath
full
of oil?
Dark magic,
bath full of oil. I pop up in 5 minutes. Yeah. And just go, still can't sleep.
That's an awesome job for Stellan Skarsgård. It's kind of peak though to like spend 8 hours in makeup just to get in the bath and then have one line.
And then to watch Christopher Walken come on as the Emperor.
I haven't seen, no spoilers. I know that he's the Emperor, but no spoilers.
Yeah, but he's just a...
He's the Padishah Emperor Shaddam the Fourth.
He's just Chris Walken. It's fucking bonkers. Everyone walking about, just being all serious about sand.
Walking about, is it?
Was he in the David Lynch walking about?
Yeah, that's good. No.
No, he wasn't in the David Lynch one.
Wow.
But he's just Chris Walken. It's absolutely mad.
Get that Mwadi boy in here. I'm the Emperor.
Worms big. Crazy. It's crazy worms.
Now, my daughter, you're going to marry Muad'Dib, Paul. You're going to marry Paul Muad'Dib, and he's going to be the emperor.
Very sandy. Is it sandy out there?
I put the spice up my ass.
Does he have a New York accent?
My Sardaukar are going to kill you.
I don't think he has any accent. I think he just has semicolon. Walking.
Yeah.
Just random semicolon wherever he pleases.
Mm. I watched... one of the earliest films I can ever remember watching was Sleepy Hollow with my mum when I was 7. And for about 7 or 8 years after that, almost nightly, I would have nightmares about being beheaded by Christopher Walken.
Is that...
That was a 13 when it came out, wasn't it, surely?
A 15.
15?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you watch it? Did you ever watch it?
I watched it at cinema, yeah.
It's so crazy that you've got the Headless Horseman for the whole film. Being terrifying. Mm. He gets his head back and it's been Christopher Walken. Now it's funny, but before that was my first experience with Walken and I was like,
that's a horror film though.
Is that the first time I've never seen it. When he gets his head back, is that the first time you hear him speak?
He never speaks.
It's just his head for the whole thing.
Just his head.
Great.
He doesn't speak in this one.
What a great job.
I'll show you a picture of him. They've got him, made him really scary in this one.
Yeah.
Someone wants to send me a message on Instagram. Can you believe that?
Don't look at that.
Christopher Walken, Headless Horseman. Man, if I spent my life headless with no head, I don't think I'd be able to live. I don't want to live in a world without head.
Here we go. This is how.
I probably should watch that.
That's how he looks in the movie. Scary, oh my God, isn't it?
It's cool.
They've got him being really scary.
What's up with his teeth?
That's him as the Headless Horseman.
Is it too much pick and mix?
He plays a Hessian horseman who's really scary and stuff.
Sleepy Hollow near New York.
Isn't it New York State?
New York State. Upstate New York.
Back in the day. Back in the olden
days.
Pretty
cool place.
NYC.
Actually, my friend went there the other week.
NYC.
And I said, like the film, Sleepy Hollow.
Wow.
And they're like, yeah, like the film. And that's as far as we got because I couldn't remember the film.
Did they really go? Real place. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tourist destination.
Of course.
It's like just a countryside, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get head cut off for a tenner.
Yeah. Fucking head cut off in the summer. Yeah. It's not the same, is it?
No. The cast of that movie is unreal.
Yeah.
It's probably, for me, it's like the...
Johnny Depp. Chris Walken, who?
Chris Walken, I want to say Amanda Seyfried's in it, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, what? Amanda Seyfried in Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah, Sleepy Hollow cast. Hang on. I think that movie is like the best Tim Burton movie, probably.
Willy Wonka.
Sleepy Hollow cast.
Beetlejuice.
Sleepy Hollow better. We have Sleepy Hollow cast. It is... what? Oh, no, that's the TV series. Fuck off. Sleepy Hollow film. Here we go. No, not Amanda Seyfried. Christina Ricci.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. We've got Johnny Depp as Ichabod Crane. Christina Ricci. Michael Gambon.
Oh, Gambon.
Miranda Richardson.
Bloody hell.
Casper Van Dien. Dean. Jeffrey Jones. Christopher Lee. Richard Griffiths.
Ooh.
Ian McDermid. Michael Goff.
Wow.
Crazy. And Ray Park is in it. The guy that plays Darth Maul plays Christopher Walken.
Okay, there's a lot of Brits.
Alan Armstrong.
Wait, so Chris Walken then shows... What? Chris Walken's in for 5 seconds in the movie, is it?
Just the head.
Just the head.
No speaking.
Jamie Foreman is also in it. My goat.
Wow.
My goat, Jamie Foreman, from Layer Cake is in it. Yes, it'll be the last. He's brilliant, man. Yeah, the cast is... Is stacked. It's like a Shakespeare play.
Was it filmed here? It must have been filmed.
Shut up! I'll be the last. Do you like layer cake?
I watched them.
Remember it?
I
well, once to the layer cake, son.
A girl once invited me back to her. She said, do you want to come around mine for a movie?
Yeah.
And I came round and I said, so what movie are you watching? And she looked surprised, but I had to commit. So we went to her DVD collection.
So this has happened to me several times before. When a woman, in my past, when a woman's gone, we should watch a film. And I'm like, yeah, awesome. It's been a while since I've seen The Mummy. And then we've just watched The Mummy and I've gone home.
I watched once The Evil Dead to someone who said they didn't. They said, I don't like horror films. And I said, you're going to love The Evil Dead. We watched that. She made me leave her house at 4 a.m.
That's brilliant.
I was like, can I sleep on the floor? She's like, I'd rather you left.
That is like, brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Incredible. Absolutely. Yeah. I actually recently went to a year ago, I went to a barbecue. Uh-huh. And then one of her flatmates was like, oh, didn't you go to our house once? And you left at 4 a.m. And then I went, yeah. And she said, my flatmate said that was the worst date she'd ever been on. And I said, that was the worst date I've ever been on. And we really came together. Yeah, we were just like, that was just fucking shit.
I've been on ones where like someone said to me, oh yeah, you went on a date with my friend, didn't you? And I went, did I? I had no idea.
Yep.
I was just like, out. Yeah.
Yeah. I had
what
it
was
one,
I supposed to do with that?
This one's crazy. I've never heard anyone top this. Not to do that thing of story topping.
Oh, no, please.
But listen to this. Sorry, I know it's tedious, but this is genuinely fucking, it's not good, it's mental.
Okay.
It was a crazy party once that was weird and strange, and I met this woman there who was like a friend of a friend, and we sort of got on and we were like bonding over how weird it was. And so we were like, should we just kick it and leave, you know? Should we just fuck off here? And we left together. Yeah. And we were like, oh, what should we do? What are you doing?
I'm raising your mic.
I'm this one, I think.
Oh, shit.
Okay. That's fine. I'll just go like this.
Okay, fine.
And we were like, oh, let's bounce, you know, let's go and like get a can or something or go to a pub. And so we left, and she was like, why don't we just go back to Ireland and have a drink? I live nearby. And I was like, sure. Sat on the sofa for ages, drinking, smoking fags. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. She goes, oh, do you want to watch a film or something? And I was like, yeah, sure, I could watch a movie. What movie?
At 4 o'clock in the
morning.
There's a TV in the living room. In the living room, there's a TV. I'm like, yeah, what movie should we watch? And she's like, oh, I don't know, like, it's again, like, not thought about that. I was like, yeah, man, this TV looks nice. She was like, no, I can't watch it on the TV. We'll watch it on the laptop in bed.
Can't watch it on the TV.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there was a TV in there. I don't know if there was a TV in there. I can't remember. But I remember thinking, like, oh, we'll watch a movie in the living room while I smoke and drink some more, and then it's probably home time. Because I'm a million miles away from my house and it's 4 o'clock in the morning. She goes, no, we'll watch it on the laptop in bed. And I was like, okay. So she got into bed with her laptop.
Yeah.
I came in, sat on top of the bed next to her in my clothes.
Yeah, okay.
Watched the film on the laptop.
Gloves on.
And then left.
Yeah.
At first light.
Yeah.
I was in the bed.
Okay,
and she invited me into the bed.
Yeah.
And was like, get in the bed, let's watch a movie
and
together
like,
on
the
laptop.
Yeah.
I'll be too hot.
Yeah, I was like, that's a bit weird, but fine.
Her dropping hints like, I love sex, and you're going, yeah, it is nice, isn't it?
I'm like, shut up, I'm trying to watch the fucking film.
Raincoat hood up, zipped to the top.
I told
like Kenny from South Park.
I was obviously so like, I said to one of the friends that was at the party the next day, he was like, oh, where did you and so-and-so got off to? And I went, it was really weird. Like, we went to watch a movie, but she said we had to watch it in the bed. And so I just watched it and then left. And he was like, are you thick?
Yeah. Do you think this is why Evelyn thinks we're unthreatening?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But me and her are now good friends, which is nice.
Oh, that's nice.
And, I still, maybe...
Well, you actually in a three-year relationship. You're like, every time you go around, you just
don't realise it.
Yeah.
What I hope is that... What I hope is that she's just strange as well and genuinely wanted to be warm in bed and watch a film.
Yeah.
And I hope she wasn't expecting anything else.
Yeah.
I just thought it was quite funny. Yeah, everybody else I told that story to was like, weighing up the evidence, I think she was trying it on with you. And I was like, nah.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be mad if people didn't have those stories in their past. Yeah. I think it's like, surely... It's happened to everyone.
So Neil, you could be being wanked off in a pub and you wouldn't be sure what was happening. I was in the car recently with Pierre, shout out Pierre Mavelli, and Bella Hall, shout out Bella Hall.
And wow, big Avalon car.
Yeah, big Avalon car.
Wow.
And Bella Hall was talking about how she'd recently been diagnosed with ADHD. Mm-hmm. And everything she was saying, I was like, before she got diagnosed, I was like, I'm really, everything she's saying is like, so, it's basically 90% of all my thoughts.
Yeah.
So we did an ADHD test in the car, Pierre gave me one.
Yeah.
And then during one of the questions, I was looking out the car window and I saw an advert for gravy.
I thought you'd just given up doing it.
And then I just, and then he was like, and then I was like, I haven't listened to that question. What was the question? And he said, do you have difficulty concentrating on people when they ask you questions? And then we put on the phone. When I tried to do my driving test, if at any point the examiner touches the pedal, you failed. I knew that already.
Yeah.
And as I left, a van came speeding around the corner. I was leaving the car park of the centre, and before that, me and the, we were talking very like. I was asking about his weekend, trying to create like a bond with this guy before we do the test. So And then we were talking quite, and then I come out, the van comes around, he puts the brake on, even though I was going to go for it, he's just quicker than me. And by that point, I know I failed the test. We haven't left the parts. I just said, can we call this a day and not do the test? Because I really would rather just go home.
Yeah.
And he said, take a left turn. And I said, but I have failed, haven't I? And he just refused to, he refused to answer any questions. And then we did the whole thing. And I was all the way through, I was like, but I have failed though. And he just refused to answer, got back in. And he went, he looked, he took such long time to read his little clipboard. Oh, and he went, so yeah, you have one major, so you have failed. I was like, well, yeah. And he wasted my time. I was like, do you not hear me ask you? And he's like, I just can't say. And I was like,
that's crazy.
You just fucking wasted my time.
Could you not have just driven it back and just got out?
I should have driven it into a shop window.
You should have taken him hostage.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have taken hostage and said, pass my test.
Yeah.
Pass my test.
I just make him do the... I just go around McDonald's drive-thru 100 times until it...
Yeah, yeah.
Make him pay every single
time.
How
many majors is it for a McDonald's drive-thru?
I think... I don't know. It depends how safely you do it.
Yeah.
And I do it very unsafely. I get the ice cream and then I eat it all in one... I unhinge my jaw like a boa constrictor and I have it down in one.
You have the flurry.
Very dangerous. I eat the whole thing. I ate the plastic spoon too.
So you took your driving test probably
2003.
Is it difficult making the transition from a horse-drawn trap to a mechanical machine?
I didn't have to do a test because it was so early.
Really?
Early days for the motor vehicle.
No seatbelts.
No seatbelts.
One big wheel.
You had to crank the engine.
Yeah, like Lauren Hardy. Yeah.
You were back in the Dick Van Dyke days. Had to make a car in your garage or whatever.
Yeah, you make it go by honking a fucking horn. No, yeah. You make it go by playing the xylophone.
They used to have lads walking in front of it with waving a flag, didn't they?
What?
Excuse me? The first cars, they were like, to warn people, they had lads walking in front of them waving flags to make sure people didn't get in the way.
Like a funeral.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, they used to go like 6 miles an hour tops. The very early cars.
They just jog there.
Pop and splatter.
Yeah. They were just playing around with the engines.
They used to pop and splatter.
When the first car came out, they must have just been like,
wow.
Just fucking walk. Mm. Just walk it.
Yeah, you go, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever going to learn?
No.
You don't want to?
I don't drive. I get driven. Okay?
Yeah, and like bus and train.
You never seem happy with that, though. whenever you were complaining
about the train.
I don't want to drive a car.
You do want to drive a car.
No, I don't.
You'd love to drive a car.
There's a CD player. There's a CD player in there.
Duplo Racing Games. Duplo Racing Games.
Mario Kart.
Yeah. Wouldn't you love to drive one of them?
I'm not allowed. I failed my test because I threw a live turtle at the car behind me. I failed my test because I kept throwing banana skins out on the road.
Yeah, sure.
Because I kept handbrake drifting around every corner trying to build up a speed boost.
You put an umbrella at the top of the car, you went off a cliff.
Yeah, I did do that. And yeah. He failed me.
Yeah. So, if you went to the Mushroom Kingdom and did a test there, you'd pass with flying colours. Literally. You'd be flying through.
I think I'd be... My mum put me... When I was like 15, my mum was like, let me put you behind the wheel of my car, I'll show you how it is. And I realised sitting behind the wheel of the car, I was like... Because I have like... I worry and panic about lots of different things, and like having the awareness about what's going on all around you and the responsibility of being behind the wheel, I was like, nah, I don't want to do this, mm. you know.
Yeah. Your mum was a very patient woman, didn't she?
Yeah. Big time.
Shout out, Ellie.
But then I think it might have also been just after I had my head injury, so who knows.
Oh, yeah, your injury. I forgot about your head injury.
I can't
be trusted to jump over a wall by myself.
When Ed was younger, Voldemort tried to kill him.
Yeah, so basically that's what happened.
Ed was a turtle in the Koopa Kingdom. Mario smashed his head in.
Mario jumped on my mum and dad. and now I'm going to wizard school to avenge them. That would be brilliant. If we could do a reboot of Harry... I hope in this new Harry Potter TV series they're doing, they make Voldemort Mario and they make Harry... a Koopa. That would be genius.
Are they keeping the same lads on for like the whole thing, like they did with Daniel Radcliffe and stuff, or are they changing it every single time?
Well, here's the rumour.
The
rumour is that the reason they're doing it again is because all the old cast hate J.K. Rowling now. Yeah.
Oh, so the audition process is more of like, you show a picture of someone, you go, what? Do you
what
like
gender
that?
Are they?
Do you like that?
Name,
and they
gender.
Go, no, yeah, I don't like that. You are through to the next round. Yeah. Whatever that is. I don't like that. Whatever it is.
Yeah, so if she's threatened the Scottish police to arrest her, it'd be funny if they did.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
None of the old... They're doing it again because the old cast don't like her.
They've all put out statements saying, fuck her, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's going to make so much money.
57 minutes on the clock.
Fuck, that's our limit.
So that we should probably kick it off there.
No, we should probably... We should probably do 20 minutes more because of the cutting.
Oh, no, we've only kind of cut a couple of minutes.
Okay, interesting,
so we're all right.
Interesting.
But listen to me. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And
as soon as we finish the podcast, Ed starts to speak into the microphone. I'm so sorry.
And go on to the Patreon if you want to hear me speak into the microphone.
Absolutely crazy.
patreon.com/slimecountry. £4 a month. Right.
Both of you
and
were
you
awful today.
You get loads of brilliant stuff. So go and check that out. Don't be a cunt. I need the money for my Edinburgh show.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank
you. Oh, wait. Does anyone have anything to plug? Oh, no. This one come out for like
June
2 weeks.
June 2. Check it out.
Go and check
June
out.
Loads of big worms.
Awesome.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.